You're listening to SBS News.
Soon, millions of Australians will have access to a COVID-19 vaccine. But those vaccinations will be given in five priority stages, beginning with those most at risk of contracting or developing complications from COVID-19. If you're confused about which group you're in, you can access the government's eligibility tracker online. That will ask you a few questions about your age, health, and occupation, and then tell you what vaccine phase you're in and roughly when that phase is set to begin. Melbourne man James Shepherd will be eligible for the jab in the next phase, 1B. The 34-year-old was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy about 5 years ago and had a heart transplant in 2018, placing him in the highest risk category for COVID-19 complications.
All transplantees live a life on immunosuppression medication. So basically, our bodies are so smart that when you put a foreign object in, including a foreign organ, the body tries to attack it, thinks it doesn't belong here, and like trying to kill any other germ or virus, it tries to attack it. So we're forced to take immune suppression medication so we don't go into organ rejection, in my case, heart rejection.
That meant Mr. Shepherd and his fiancée both have to take every precaution to make sure he doesn't become infected with COVID-19, which caused particular stress during Melbourne's two major outbreaks. For him, the vaccine means a return to normal life, things as simple as being able to catch a bus or catch up with a friend.
For me personally, I guess it means it brings back a bit of that confidence and lessens that anxiety around, you know, that worry of going into a high-risk scenario, whether it's catching public transport, which I haven't done for over a year, whether it's going to a live sport event, which is something I love and would have done several times a weekend in the past. Being able to do things like that with, I guess, a bit more confidence behind me that I have that added layer of protection now by being vaccinated. Yeah, I just can't wait for that phone call or letter in the mail to say, all right, you're up next, and yeah, let's go and get it done.
So if, like Mr. Shepherd, you think your vaccine phase is coming up, how do you go about booking in? You don't need to register for the vaccine or go on any kind of waiting list. All you need to do is identify what phase of the rollout you fit into and then make an appointment when it's your turn to get the shot. More than 4,600 general practices have now been approved to administer the vaccine from the beginning of phase 1B. President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Karen Price, found out her practice, Nepean Healthcare in Melbourne, was approved to participate in the rollout last week. While Dr. Price said there are still a few details to be worked out between the government and practitioners, she encouraged people to start talking to their GPs about when they can get the shot.
The last 6 months of my practice, we've been talking to patients about the vaccination, and as information's come to light, we've been sharing that with our patients constantly. More lately, we're talking about whereabouts they might be on the list and what we think might be happening in terms of contacting them. So slowly but surely, the information is trickling out that there might be a more at-risk group in chronic disease, and those people are actually who turn up to practices all the time and are asking us whether or not we think they are, and so we're informing them at that level.
If you don't have a regular GP, that's okay. You can still get the vaccine. Starting from the next phase, 1B, the Department of Health will publish a list of all the COVID-19 vaccination clinics so you can find one near you. That will include GPs, pharmacies, and state and territory-run vaccination clinics. However, Dr. Price says having a regular GP leads to better health outcomes, and this could be a good opportunity to get one.
It's an investment in your health to have a regular GP. We know we provide great outcomes for healthcare generally, but in this phase, what I'd suggest is that you look up your area when it's your time on the protocols and find out the nearest vaccination clinic to you. And we know that we're going to be seeing patients not just of our clinic, but perhaps of other clinics, and we're happy to provide that service for the community because this is an enormous rollout and we really need to have everyone vaccinated.
So, once you're booked in, what will your vaccine appointment look like? Dr. Price says it may vary slightly from clinic to clinic, but it will likely go something like this.
pretty much you'll be walked in, you'll be spoken to about how much you're aware of, what's going on, and your consent process will be undertaken. And then perhaps some medical information will be given, and then you'll be taken through perhaps into another area where you'll again be checked that you know who you are, your name and ID and so forth. And then the vaccination will be administered, and then you'll be taken back out of that area and moved through to a waiting area where you'll be undergoing observation. And in that observation area, I would expect that you'll be handed information regarding any side effects that you might experience, which we think are only going to be mild. That's the worldwide experience from the AstraZeneca vaccine. And also when your next appointment will be. And it's really important that you try and make sure that you have the vaccinations in the same clinic each time.
The vaccine will be made freely available to everyone in Australia, and you don't need Medicare to access it. If you're not Medicare eligible, the Department of Health says you should register for an individual healthcare identifier and book into a Commonwealth-funded GP clinic or a state or territory-run vaccination clinic for your free vaccine. For most Australians, that's how you'll go about getting your vaccine. But officials also want you to be aware of how you shouldn't go about it and how you can avoid being scammed. In the first 10 days of Australia's vaccine rollout, ScamWatch has already received more than 30 reports of vaccine-related scams. They have included investment scams, survey scams aimed at getting your personal information, phishing scams via email, and fake vaccine insurance scams. But the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has also been monitoring vaccine scams overseas. ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Rickard says vaccine scams have already appeared in the thousands in both the UK and the US.
The sorts of things we're seeing are scammers selling fake appointments to get vaccinated. Scarily, in the US, we've seen stories of scammers going around and administering fake vaccines, which I understand are either mineral water or saline solutions. We've also seen scammers scamming with surveys, pretending to be helping you get the vaccine, but in fact just wanting your personal information. Inevitably, we find that scams that start to appear in the US and the UK will appear in Australia if they haven't already. And scammers, we know, like to attach scams to anything that's topical, that is a real source of interest to the general public. And there are few things more topical than the COVID vaccine.
So what can you do to avoid falling victim to a vaccine scam? Ms. Rickard says you should never have to hand over money for a vaccine, and you should only be taking vaccine advice from the Department of Health or your doctor.
What it's important for people to remember in Australia is you can't jump the queue here. There's an orderly process for rolling out the vaccine. Secondly, that the vaccine here is free. And also it has a whole range of storage requirements. So don't go buying things off the internet or where people are offering to sell it to you. It will be a scam and it will probably be a fake, so stay well away from that. You will sometimes have people from non-English speaking backgrounds targeted by people who share their language. But I think in the case of COVID scams, we will see it trying to target pretty much everyone across the community.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.